Welcome to Mutto at Midnight with your host, Mutto Sasquatch. Mutto is a shaman who works with the written and spoken word. He has played his flute, offered sacred smoke in the four directions. Please join Mutto in sacred ceremony. And now, Mutto at Midnight.
Good evening. This is Mutto at Midnight. I am your host, Mutto Sasquatch. Got a lot to do today. Let's get to it. I'm going to play the show that was recorded on December 24th. That it was a technical test type show. Went out over the air, but nobody knew it was going out, so nobody listened to it. I was going to play it on Christmas, but we had a technical glitch, and that didn't happen. The following week was New Year's Eve. We had a special program we're going to do for that. So now I'm going to jump back and do that December 24th program because there are some interesting things in it for both myself and for Iggy and Adriana who called in as well. So that's going to be the bulk of the show. But I do want to add something new just because, you know, I want to just throw the old show on there and be done with it. I talked about the Shaman Tarot, and I think I'm going to start pulling a card every week and have that sort of build up a reading for 2016. And I'll just keep doing that for, I don't know, for as long as it remains interesting. But I pulled a card. I'm not going to do too much with it because, as I say, I don't have a lot of time. I want to get to that other show. But I did pull the Ten of Bones, and it says that's the price of vision, necessary sacrifice, momentary loss while seeking a larger gain, healing through the loss of parts of ourselves we no longer need. And on that foreboding note, I think I'm going to go ahead and transfer to that other show, and we'll talk more about that card next week.
Welcome to Mutto at Midnight with your host, Mutto Sasquatch. Mutto is a shaman who works with the written and spoken word. He has played his flute, offers sacred smoke in the four directions. Please join Mutto in sacred ceremony. And now, Mutto at Midnight.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to my program. My name is Mutto Sasquatch. The show is Mutto at Midnight, and I extend you greetings for the season that's whatever is ethnically appropriate for you at this time. For me, my heritage, anyway, is a Christian heritage, so for me, this is the Christmas season. But at the same time, I am not offended if someone says happy holidays to me or greets me in the language of any other of the many various. It's interesting to me that so many high holidays around the world are celebrated around this same time. Indicates to me that, and I know this to be true in some cases, not necessarily in others, but that there are closer links between the religions and societies of the world than many of us want to admit sometimes. We share a common heritage, and it shows in the fact that our highest or second highest holiday, really Christmas is the second highest holiday in Christianity, the first being Easter, as I understand it. But so many high holidays being located around the same time indicates that our societies certainly have a commonality that we have largely lost over the years. And I think I'd like to have it back. I mean, I don't know what it looked like. I don't know that anyone, certainly no one alive, knows what it looked like. But I think that being closer would be better than being further apart. Further apart is what's causing our issues. Further apart, not understanding, not listening, not caring to listen, not caring to understand. But if you're sitting in a house with your family and someone there is not toying the line, whether it's a broad society thing or just a thing about wanting to to live with somebody without being married or come home pregnant when that's the worst thing that that you could possibly do in the traditions of your heritage. Does that cause the person to break away? Is the person shut out sometimes? Sometimes that happens. I think most of the time, I mean, I don't have numbers, I haven't done a study. I think most of the time the family comes together in times such as that, that we, perhaps we don't understand, perhaps we don't approve. I think understand is probably more important than approve, at least in my way of thinking. But we're able to embrace that which is different within our family unit. But we're not able to do that. We're not able to do that on a large scale. We're not able to do that with our societies or even within our own towns, our own neighborhoods. We can only react by saying, okay, those of us who are the larger social group, the dominant social group, we're just going to stomp down the other ones because we don't like them or because we fear them, because one or two people in their group did something that we don't like or did something that makes us afraid. It's built into us somehow. I've heard it described as a reptilian reaction. It's our reptilian brain. It's just the balls out survival instinct. We must stamp out that which is not like us. Well, the fact is that we can encounter the same sort of problems with the people who are like us. I was reading something on Facebook today, and I wish I had saved it. But it was something about someone having experienced the most pain in their lives at the hands of the people who are supposed to protect them, or the people they expected to protect them. As those who are, and if it would not the people that we expected to protect us be the ones that are like us. But too many times, there's, you have something I want. Boy, have I been down that road. You have something I want, and it's not fair. I deserve it more than you do. Thing to do with a different colored skin. A different religion. It's just, I want that thing. And why? Because that thing will make me feel better. That thing will make me forget about my pain for a few minutes. I won't have to think about what I don't have. I won't have to think about who I want to think about the people who aren't in my life that I want in my life. The people who walked away from me and I don't understand why. If I have that thing, which I should have, which I deserve, then I won't have to feel that pain anymore. And that's what the Buddhists say. The Buddhists say it. I think there's an element of it built into just about all. Again, all religions are pretty much the same religion. They just have some different words and different symbols. But the Buddhists happen to say it out loud, to say it explicitly, that it's the source. What is it? We can't avoid pain. Pain happens in our lives. We can't avoid pain. And that's something where the people who follow my, who are part of my heritage, you hear a lot about that, God will alleviate your pain. No, that's not, Christ never promised that. God never promised that. It's a thing that human beings who were selling the religion started promising. And now you see it all over Facebook. And that's reflected in the Buddhist teaching that you can't do anything about pain. There's going to be pain. What you can do something about is suffering. You have to experience pain. You don't have to experience suffering. And suffering comes from attachment. That thing that I want, I can't have. That person that I want, that woman that I want, I can't have. Let's just, it's a day for honesty. Let's just put it that way, shall we? Oh, I'm getting ready. This I should actually save for the New Year's show, because the New Year's show is more when we talk about, I guess maybe not, because we talk about predictions for the New Year. This isn't really a prediction. This is just something, this is a plan. It's not a prediction. But I know, speaking to my therapist, because my therapy has very much come to a standstill in recent months. We're not making any progress. I've started acting out again, to the point where I'm spending a lot of time at my parents' house, because there just aren't as many opportunities here for me to act out. But there are still, I still have a life going on in the big city, and it just so happens, it's convenient or inconvenient, depending on how you look at it, the thing that I do, the things that I do most often that serve as a distraction and also a way for me to feel that I'm being useful, that I'm productive, those things tend to get shut down. Well, not tend to, they do get shut down over the holidays because everybody's off doing their holiday thing. Well, first of all, the thing I do, again, at the university, my little job I have there, is dependent on the class schedule, the exam schedule of the students. And during most of December, the university's out of session, so there's nothing for me to do. The musical group, the jam session that I was participating in, again, not many people, everybody going off for their holiday things, not available to do, not available to show up and do the singing and the playing and whatnot. So that gets shut down. About the only thing that continues is my therapy, and even that, the place isn't open. The day before Christmas and the day after, and there were and my therapist is going out of town, so that's also not available to me. So that leaves me in my apartment trying to think of something to do. And there are lots of things I could do. It's not that I have. I can't honestly say that I don't have anything to do. I can honestly say that I'm bored, but I can't honestly say that I have nothing to do. There are things I could be doing. About the only thing, and I was going to say the only sort of harmless distraction, I don't know how harmless it is, but there's a casino about 10 minutes away from where I live. I can go to the casino and watch TV on the big screen and have free soda pop, and nobody bothers me because they don't bother me. If you're not making a ruckus, they don't care if you're not spending money. They just, as long as you're in there, they figure eventually you will, or maybe you won't, but They don't spend a lot of time on policing. They're not looking for people. They're not kind of poking people with cattle prods to get them to spend money. They figure the people who, there'll be enough people in there spending money that it's going to be okay. They're going to do all right. So as long as I sit there and I don't bother anybody, nobody cares. So I go and I watch, I'll spend all Sunday there watching the football games, and I go there on Monday nights. And it's also a good second walk. It's like a walkway that goes in a circle all through the slot machines and whatnot, and the craps tables that are on one end of the casino, and then the blackjack roulette tables are on the other end. And you just go around, during the less busy hours, it's perfect. It's not crowded. It's not particularly noisy. Let's talk about the noises of the casino. And I've done the show from the casino before, if you happen to hear that particular show. But you can't, I try to find a way to be out of my apartment basically all day. And sometimes I succeed. I want to, the library is another possibility. And I go to, and the library is good because I can actually, you know, get some sort of work done there, get some resumes put out and get that, so that contact with the real world going. But, let me check. I got a instant message here. Nope, nothing for us. Actually, it is. I'll just mention this. I meant to mention this at the top of the show. This is my parents. You know, apart from being the joyous season throughout the world, it also happens to be my parents' wedding anniversary, and they were married 59 years ago. Today, so I put a little post up on Facebook on that, and I've got just had another like on that, so that's good. People liking my parents or their anniversary, anyway. Okay, let's go back to here. I'm very sorry. I don't, if you haven't listened to the show before, I don't multitask very well, so something happens. I am also waiting for a phone call. Chief Iggy is supposed to call me today. We'll talk with him about whatever it is he wants to talk about, because it's his network and he can do whatever he wants. And I'd suggested, I talked to him a bit about the show, and he'd suggested perhaps that we do it together. So I'm waiting for his first phone number to appear on my list, so I can. Hopefully click on that. I don't take calls very often. I know it's changed. I think the setup here on the computer screen has changed at least twice since the time that I was routinely taking calls. So I don't think I actually know. I mean, they're pictograms. And I sort of kind of know. But there's something on there that you look at that tells you whether the person wants to talk to you or is just listening. And I have never quite gotten that never quite made that work. And so we'll see what happens when Chief Iggy comes along. The other thing that I had hoped to do today is there's a feature here on Blog Talk called Direct Connect, which I presume means that I can talk to the I can talk to you guys directly through Blog Talk without having to use Skype. Which would be nice because, you know, Skype costs something, not all that much, but a little bit. It'd be nice to be able to not have to worry about how much, you know, Skype time I have left. But I tried to use it today and found, as that was also part of that, it's part of the reason, actually the entire reason I asked Chief Iggy to call me today was to see if that feature was working or not, because I tried it in the past. I tried it a couple of years ago. It didn't work very well. My voice went through, but it was very kind of choppy, and it was like I was driving through a tunnel, kind of in the old cell phone days. So I hadn't thought about it until recently. I said, well, I have a better computer now, and the Blog Talk people have had 2 years to improve the system. So I was going to try it again today as I'm starting to get low on Skype minutes. And I clicked on it about 10 minutes before showtime. I told me it wasn't getting any signal from my microphone. So I went back to Skype. Well, Skype was getting my signal just fine. So I don't know. It's one of those. Now Mudtoe's going to bitch about technology again. Sorry. I have no problem with technology. I have a problem with technology when it doesn't work as well as the non-technology stuff did. I know it does all kinds of fancy things, but, you know, I had my big old clunky microphone and my big old clunky plug that I used to stick into the big old clunky open reel tape recorder. I never had to set up the microphone. You know, I plugged it in and it worked. I never had to install the microphone. I never had a situation where I plug one microphone in and it worked, and I plug another microphone in and it didn't work. I never had a situation where I put, you know, one reel of tape in and the microphone didn't work anymore. gave a reel of tape to a friend, and they couldn't listen to it because it wasn't the same reel of tape. I mean, there were different formats. You knew that. I mean, there were two. There was a narrow form and a wide tape form that had more. You get more information on it. You use that for like broadcasting and stuff. And if you were just someone doing it quietly at home, there was a less expensive, narrower tape that you would get at Radio Shack. I used to have this argument with my now ex son-in-law, and I'm glad I don't have to have the argument with him. I'm glad I don't have to have any argument with him anymore, but that's beside the point. And I'm so looking forward to seeing my daughter and my granddaughter will be along for Christmas celebration tomorrow. Sort of the extent of the family. We have my father's family over for Christmas, and it's quite the mob scene. This house, my parents' house, really is not large enough for it. People in my father's family are just not dying quickly enough. they're being replaced by hordes of young ones, and they're running back and forth through the house and screaming, and I have to find a place to hide. Typically, the television room, which used to be my room back in the day when I was a teenager, my bedroom has been converted into a television room. Last year, I very successfully hid in there and watched the Mecum auto auction. And I'm planning to attempt to repeat that, although I think I may have told too many people, and there may be some intrusions. But I know I'm hoping my brother will join me. I'm hoping my cousin JR will join me if he's planning on coming. We hope he's planning on coming. It's just to create a no child zone. You start to be getting up 40 and 45, and they're not your kids or grandkids. And there's just, you just need to just put them over there. Just do, I like kids, but seriously, keep them over on that side of the house, and we'll stay on this side, and everything will be okay. We got lots of screamers in this group. And I say that advisedly because my granddaughter was a screamer when she was very young. But lots of screamers in the group, and it will find your spinal cord and just shake the vertebra loose. Not an experience I particularly look forward to each year. But I really have no excuse not to come, and I do like to be here with my folks and with my brother, with my daughter, my granddaughter. When they're around, they have a number of Christmas celebrations to attend. I'm not exactly sure how. I get it's a high holiday and a religious holiday, but it's also become a family obligation. I mean, with large groups of families, we always had Thanksgiving, which is not strictly a religious holiday. It was my mother's side of the family at my Aunt Janet's, and she has retired, and we don't do that anymore. And I found that I miss it, but I don't think I would miss. And let me say this softly because she might be listening. My mother becomes very difficult to live with when we're getting ready because she has to, the house has to be just so. And she knows what she wants, and she has a difficult time translating it into language that my brother, my father, and I can understand. So it can be so far so good, but Christmas with mom can be harrowing. And then there's also the Christmas Eve service to deal with. We have a midnight Christmas Eve service, which I used to like a lot. Not quite so much anymore. Well, it is a good, my brother sings in it, so that's good. My little cousin Elizabeth is going to sing in it, and that will be nice. My attention span has steadily eroded over the years, and it's tough to sit through it. And the other thing is, there was always a payoff because we did you sing Silent Night at the end, and during the singing of Silent Night, we would light candles, just little handheld little candles. And that was just a gorgeous thing. It would just stop your heart to watch that happen. Now, because of the fire marshal, I don't know if he's the fire chief. The fire chief I actually went to high school with. I might call him up and have a word with him about this. But, can't have the candles anymore. You have to have electric candles. And it's just not the same. Technology intrudes again. And yeah, there are lots of things about the, shouldn't have given them to kids. They give the real candles to the kids, too. No, don't do that. Adults only with the kids. I didn't do that. List of colors. I don't think I did that. I didn't make Chief Iggy disappear, did I? Shoot. Iggy added a new photo. Okay, so Iggy's doing something on Facebook, and then his, I swear to God, I was just about to click on it, and it went away. Let me, I got that chat room open, too. I don't know if anything's happened there. No, nothing has happened in the chat room. Okay, well, I can only wait. Okay, there he's back. I'm going to get him on here and not talk so much. Okay. I clicked on that and nothing happened. It says live. Try it again. Okay, now a button is turning. A button is now red. Does that mean that I am on the air with Chief Iggy?
Hello.
Chief Iggy, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yes. It was a little bit garbled for a second, but I think we've got you now.
If there's any feedback, let me know.
Okay. How are you this fine afternoon as we speak?
Well, it's like 70 degrees out. I'm enjoying it. Beautiful day.
Yeah.
I've been trying to call in a couple times. I'm getting bounced out, so I figured I'd eventually
see you. Well, sorry about that.
That's okay.
I mean, I don't know. You called in, and I was just about to push the button, and then you disappeared. And I hope I didn't do that. Yeah, I hope I didn't do that. I don't think I did. I'm just very, how much I don't take to this whole phone thing.
You love technology, you know.
I love tech. I have no problem with technology. I was just talking about it a second ago. I have no problem with technology. I just have a. It's just the people who built our technology. They just took it to a certain point. It says okay, it functions. Now we're just gonna walk away and freaking leave it here.
Yeah.
And not worry about how does it make. I told you before I was gonna try that Direct Connect thing, and telling me the computer was telling me. It didn't get it wasn't getting a signal from my microphone. But Skype isn't having any trouble getting a signal from the microphone, so.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I don't like Direct Connect, but.
I tried it once, and it didn't work very well. It's just, it's.
Yeah.
Possible
alternative. I tried it twice, and it doesn't work either. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's got some glitches and needs fixed.
Yeah.
So you're done with all your holiday shopping?
That's all completed. Actually, my family and I, my immediate family and I exchanged gifts this afternoon.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I got my stuff because my daughter and my granddaughter, I still have them. And then we have the whole, my dad's side of the family, they're all coming over tomorrow.
Okay.
So
perfect.
That's great. Now, you have, you don't have the whole clan over right now for Christmas, do you?
No, we're going to actually be going to Dante's house here around 6 o'clock, I think.
Okay, cool.
And then tomorrow we'll have dinner at Don and Mary's, opening gifts. And, that's basically it. So my whole clan's not here. You're right about that. Markel is not here with her husband and her child-to-be.
Yeah.
And they're still in Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Is GB in New York, or is he home?
No, GV actually is here. I forgot. Yeah, GV's here. He's willing and able, and he's ready to eat some food.
That's cool. Now, I don't know if you're remembering, you probably do, but, you know, I was there with you guys last year at this time.
Yeah, I remember.
I remember we sit there singing Christmas carols. Who was playing? Was that, couldn't have been, was Mary playing the Christmas carols?
So she was playing a piano.
Yeah, somebody was on the piano. This was
we were just all singing and having fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Difference of year makes, huh?
Yeah, for a bunch of people living on top of each other, we were having quite a bit of fun.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good time.
It was.
This year is a little different for me. I got a grandkid now.
Yeah, another one coming.
Yeah,
If you, you know, I led you in grandkids for about 5 years, and now you're going to go around me.
That's right. I'm glad I led you for 5 years.
Well, I'll speak for myself. You know, Ellie has taught me a lot about myself. I consider her one of my top teachers, and she especially teaches me courage, because, you know, that little girl has no fear at all, and, you know, that's not always
that's
a great
cool.
thing, but it is. I tell you, she learns things and knows things that I haven't been able to enter into, just because I shy away from it. And she, at her age, is already, you know, conquering the world.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good, man. I'm glad to hear that.
Try and follow her direction. You know, she
that's awesome.
She will lead me along. I think, you know, I do think that she's actually one of the she's from the alien race that I'm from. You know, I think that I was dropped off here by mistake. I've told you that before.
Yeah. Right.
And I think she's the emissary. She's come here to either tell me what I'm supposed to do, or she's going to take me back, one of the two. We're going to meet the mothership together, maybe.
Or both, right?
Yeah. You just recognize, as soon as the first time I saw her, you know, she opens up her eyes, and there's that moment of recognition, you know. It's, yep.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We've danced together before. Somehow, somewhere, we've danced together before. So,
that's pretty
my
cool.
eyes open and my heart open, and hopefully that information will be delivered to me, you know, as I need it. You know, maybe I don't really need it, which would suck.
Right, right.
It's like, I don't want to know, but I think I've gotten her. Don't tell her. You probably won't see her, but don't tell her. I got her first drum.
Oh, that's awesome.
I got her a little djembe, which I'm sure her mother's going to appreciate. But she's going to get that tomorrow, because I brought my drum. So we're going to have Ellie's drum. We're going to have Grandpa's drum, and we're going to drum a little bit, I think.
That's beautiful, dude. I love that. That's awesome.
And I'm glad you got me on that track, because this show was certainly headed on that, you know, that mud toe downer thing. And well, think more. And no, it's exactly right. You know, I think you know, less about those you know, the hordes of people who are going to be here tomorrow, because that's difficult to challenge. And think more about my, you know, my daughter and my granddaughter, who I'm going to see at the same time, because that's very uplifting for me.
That's good, man. So you don't do well in crowds?
No. I kind of have to find. I'd say, you know, in a house, I'm comfortable. I need to be in a room by myself, but then also with an empty room between me and everybody else. That makes me comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess I have a interactions bother me. The idea of interaction with someone that maybe I don't know, the fear that I'm going to make a mistake, some sort of social faux pas, or just let somebody in on something that I don't want to let them in on. So it's kind of, you know, if there are a lot of people around, that even people, that doesn't really explain why my relatives, though, but if there's, you know, a lot of noise and a lot of, you know, big events, I just shy away from them. I want to go hide.
Well, that makes sense. I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But in the end, you really, doesn't matter, does it?
Well, I think in the end, I meet the people that I'm supposed to meet.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that could have, I mean, that sort of thing could have excluded me from meeting you, and it didn't. You know, our sort of circle of people that we interact with regularly, you know, Adriana and Two Crows, you know, I successfully managed to meet those people.
This is true. Very true. So did you wanted to do a show today because you're not doing one tomorrow? Is that my understanding, or just wanted to test the system?
Well, we should be. If I've done everything right, we should be on the air right now. I was going to take.
Oh, you're on the air. You're definitely on the air.
Okay, good. And then I was possibly going to just take this show. I don't know, can you still download the shows? If I was just going to replay this show tomorrow.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That'll work too.
Is there a way to do that, or do I need to download it and then re-upload it?
Yeah. You have to download and re-upload it.
Good, because then I can cut it down a little bit.
Yeah, make it real easy.
Yeah.
This is your Christmas special. Your hour
special? This is my hour-long Christmas special. It might not end up being quite an hour, but I made it an hour. I put it up for an hour because I didn't know what you wanted to talk about.
Well, you can talk about anything you want, man.
Where the hell are you, for one thing?
I'm driving.
You're driving, okay. That's it.
I'm driving home. I'm driving. Went shopping. I went. My last stop was Half Price Books. And when I was about to leave, these two little old ladies go, "Would you like us to gift wrap your books?" And I'm like, "Is it a copy of anything?" And we all started laughing. He goes, "No, it's a donation for the wildlife organization they're part of." And they had these cute little screech owls on there. And they were really cute. So I took, that's my selfie of the day, with these two little screech owls. That's my selfie.
Well, there you go.
That's
coming to a close. Are you going to keep doing that next year, or are you going to give that up maybe?
Oh, no. We're done.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it actually takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of decision making, and you know, you can't really describe a whole day in one picture except for that moment that what you were doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what I started doing was started making these little collages of sorts, a little bit of what I did that day, versus just having one picture and deciding which one's gonna tell the story of the day. So mm-hmm. Not all of them are like that, but some are like that. So I cheated a little bit. But as long as the main focus was that I have a selfie in the middle of the picture, then it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think next year might be little videos, like 12-second videos.
Yeah.
That's going to be more hard, I think. I have 12 seconds to say something.
Oh, in the videos you mean. See, I've never owned a smartphone in my life. I don't even know how that stuff works.
Yeah, I think sometimes I'm more dumb by having it. Because when you think about it, as much as you pay on these damn things, are you really smart or are you really dumb? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
When you start to think about it, when you start to add up the family plan, as you say.
Yeah.
You know, it starts to add up pretty quick. I thought I got my son off the plan, which is, I said, you know what, it's time for you to graduate to your own plan, your own family plan. It was funny.
Mm.
Sprints are a bunch of buttholes, man. Why do you want to give away your phone number? Why do you want to give it to him? Blah, blah, blah. This is yours, you know. We're going to charge you $80 for changing it over because that's how much left on your lease on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't care. Just change it. The kid needs his phone. He doesn't like your service. Just change it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just be glad I'm still with you, okay?
Yeah.
They were real nice about it. Oh, yeah, thank you for being with us. La, 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 la. I said, so do I get a free month? I tried. For being a good customer.
Yeah. We can imagine the struggle. You know, my mother and father don't have smartphones, but they have their regular telephone service through the cable company, and that's all bundled.
Right.
And you can imagine the struggles they have in their 70s, dealing with that, because you have issues with that you just didn't have with just the phone, hardwired into the wall. And you could just change things, and you're not you can change phones, but but there weren't any changes to make in your service. It was just a service. That was it.
Uh-huh.
That's what it was, and it cost a certain amount, and it was whichever phone company was working in your. So I mean, there were things. I'm not gonna sit here and say it was everything was beautiful. That's because you didn't really have a choice of where you wanted to get your phone service. It had to be AT&T or Bell or whoever did it in your area. But
right.
Boy, I mean, it was. There's certainly a boatload of issues we have now that we didn't have then, and I don't think that's necessarily. I mean, people say, "Well, that's just the price of technology." I don't think so. It's the price of adopting the technology. It's the price of adopting the technology too quickly, and the price of people rushing in to make a buck off of it.
It's called supply and demand, and when people think they need it, and they make you think you need it, and kids, they really like. Prey on kids the most. Kids are like, I need a new cell phone. I need a new upgrade. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, shut up, man. You got the phone. Phone works, doesn't it? Yeah, but I can't read the screen. I'm like, my wife says that. I'm like, what are you talking about? it's funny. I'm going to drive through a dead zone here. I know I always lose connections here. So if you lose me, I'll call you right back in 2 seconds. But if I'm on, I'm going to get through. So. Heads up. But yeah, that's kind of how it works. Phones are super expensive. And, my dad still has a little flip phone.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it just fine. He goes, I don't need to text anybody. I don't need to send pictures to anyone. my dad.
Yeah. Well, it's fun because sometimes I get text messages from you and my phone doesn't know what to do with them. It turns them into a picture and then it hits me up with, it takes a little bit off my minutes to let me look at them. It's not a lot. It's just any time I get something from is yours an iPhone?
Yeah, mine's an iPhone.
Yeah. So if I get anything from an iPhone, my track phone doesn't know what to do with it.
Yeah. Your phone, we blew up your phone like one time, I think.
Yeah, I remember. That was that wasn't even the phone I have now. That was a, I did lose him. Okay, so Iggy will be back here in a minute. See, that's always, it injects some positive energy into the show. They gave me this show at midnight, which I do by myself. And it does tend sometime, the energy does just tend to get into that darker side. And that's, we have a funny word for darker energy, evil. I don't know that I would equate the two. It's the opposite of light. I mean, the opposite of light is dark, and there is dark just as there is light. And we can learn from dark just as much as we learn. There are different things from dark and from light, and that's where I tend to sit. I don't know if I could. Maybe that would be something useful to do: is sit down. What's the difference between dark? I don't really enter into that kind of energy. I can't. I mean, I know what it looks like. I know it when I see it. But I don't know that I've ever experienced. I mean, I've experienced moments where I feel like I've been leveled. When somebody took my energies and just put them back where in a good place, a place where I felt pretty good. And I don't know if that means is that okay? There's the thing. Okay, there's another one. That's actually mine. That's another Skypey. Somebody else Skypeying me. Hang on.
Yeah,
that's you again.
I'm back.
Okay, you're on the other side of the warp.
Hit the other Skype button.
Okay.
Hit the other Skype button.
Hit the other Skype button.
Yeah.
Okay, who we got now?
Hello there.
Uh-oh. Someone say a word.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I don't think you know who you are.
No, that's Adriana.
Yes.
It is.
I'm just talking about the light side, and all my light side friends are flocking to me now.
Yeah.
So what do you think? I'm home with my folks.
Okay.
Home with my folks, celebrating the holiday. I took a few minutes out to record this program that I can stick on the air on midnight on Friday, so you don't have to listen now. You've already heard it.
Is that what we're doing?
I thought we surprised you, Todd.
Well, because I started this show and I put it on for an hour because I didn't know exactly when Iggy was going to call in. And so I'm talking, and it's just getting more and more dreary and more. You know, Adrian, you've heard my show. You know how it gets. And I'm like, God, I'm going down this hour-long tube to madness. And then Iggy calls me up and starts to talk to him, and I feel better. And you call me up and says, everything's okay. So, you know, what do you guys need me for?
It's your show, man.
Yeah, I know.
We love you.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. I love you guys, too.
We want to ride your coattail to success.
Jeez, yeah. Well, good luck. But we are going to do, we are still going to do New Year's Eve, is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah, I'm gonna be at Garcia's on New Year's Eve, talking to some people, getting their thoughts and predictions for the new year. So, Adriana, I hope you're gonna help me out with that. You're all gonna help me out with that,
right?
That's right.
Live show.
It's way too much fun. And then after that, we have to start thinking of just regular shows to do again. Holidays go away, and then, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to come think up of just regular stuff.
What's the next holiday?
We have a holiday all year, Todd.
Holidays all year. I don't know. I don't know if I'd have the energy for holidays all year.
Well, it's just the feeling, the happiness. That we muster up.
So it's what Iggy and I were talking about before was being around the people who sort of deliver that energy to me. The show itself, you know, where it's just me, kind of symbolizes the way my mind works. You know, and it's much easier for me to be focused and for me to be productive when I'm around some other people who kind of feed that energy to me. Because for whatever reason, I have trouble tapping that from inside myself.
Yeah.
Right. I know what you're saying. I get what you're saying. Hmm. But yeah, I like your shows. I mean, it's kind of what we need. It's a little breath of fresh air. You know, sometimes we're so giddy and lightful, you know, that we forget that there's also another part of the world that, you know, has to express its emotion differently. Not all your shows are negative, though. Not all your shows are downers, like you're saying. Some of your shows have a lot of good, you know, way of looking at life, maybe from a different point of view that maybe we don't look at sometimes. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it.
I enjoy it, too.
Well, I appreciate that.
So
I think... I think you can help a lot of people if they listen to your show, just because you are speaking from your real experiences and that, like Iggy just said, you know, it's a different point of view. You might have you know, friends that you think are your life friends, you know. And everyone has a light side. Everyone has a dark side. Sometimes when I listen to some of the things you talk about, I'm reminded of things that I went through in my life. And that I went through. But your show, I think, you know, if people listen, you say things that help. Help with some understanding and actually viewing things from a very realistic, I think, point of view. You know, a lot of people that are unless they're not people that are light workers, but a lot of people choose not to see anything but light. And sometimes that can cause a problem when the reality and the darkness comes around.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're pretty grounded.
I have heard a lot of despair from some of my friends. But when they get this thing about, a lot of despair. Because they'll say, I'm doing everything right, you know, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, and yet my life still is not the way I want it. I really don't think that practicing your spirituality is about making your life the way you want it. You know, that's mm-hmm. not necessarily, nobody, you know, Jesus Christ didn't promise us that. You know, the Buddha never promised us that. And mm-hmm. I know that anything in Nemanha promises us that. It's
right.
You want to follow your path. You want to do what's been put here for you to do. You know, the help the people you're supposed to help and use what you have to make the world a better place. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's all going to be, you know, sunshine and roses.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you have to go through the valleys, you know, and climb the mountains. That's, you know, that's just the way life rolls. Not everything's all peaches and cream all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter who you are, or it doesn't matter what you have or what you don't have, you know. It's just the way in that you view, the way you look at it, the way you view it.
I agree.
Yep, so we've got that solved.
You talked about this is the universe.
No argument. That's okay. Don't have to argue.
Well, you know, we talked about this. We talk about this a lot, you know, that sometimes people get stuck being so asphyxiated, being awakened or ascending, and you know, there's a lot of cool stuff here being down in the lower levels of the earthly realm, you know, that, you know, are different and enjoyable, and, you know, you have to find the joy in the things you're doing, too. And I do hear people say that, you know, my life's not where I want it to be. I mean, exactly what do you want your life to be? I mean, what was your plan? What is your goal? I mean, without having no problems or no issues, that's not going to happen.
Right.
You know, my life is exactly where it needs to be at the moment right now. I'm driving my car, talking to you guys, and that's the exact moment I'm in, and that's the exact feeling I'm supposed to be feeling, you know, and I'm having a great time.
Well, I'm in my kitchen cooking, and I'm having a great time, too.
We all came together for one moment in time.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You know, the only thing then you must be in my neighborhood then.
Well, you're naked at the keyboard. Is that what you said?
No, I'm afraid I'm not.
Okay.
Well, if you can believe it, I'm wearing my summer pajamas.
Well.
What did you say?
Certainly warm enough.
Okay.
I said I am wearing.
I thought you said you were just in your apron, like Baca's wife.
I have an apron. That show was insane.
Yeah, we watched the Star Wars special last night with a few of our other friends. It was pretty funny. That was the most crazy 2 hours I've ever spent with anybody.
Actually, you know, being having that darker sensibility, I watched the Caps game last night.
They do okay.
You
watched
the
Cavaliers.
So coming from the dark side, I watched the Cavs game. Last night.
Well, I'm not into sports, so that's out of my realm.
Yeah, Adriana's not big into sports, my understanding.
No, not at all. You're pretty aggressive, you know?
Yeah.
There's enough aggression around me. I don't need any more.
I mean, that could probably be a topic. I thought about it, but I didn't really want to do it. That football player who got those two football players who got into a long fight for the whole game, and one of them ended up crashing
right.
into the other one with his helmet. Yeah, and how do we get to sports with our young kids? You know, try and teach them sportsmanship and that thing. How do we get from that to where we're at now? But I didn't think I could. I didn't know if I could fill up a half an hour with that. So.
Well, you know, it's all right. We did learn something about the Star Wars special last night, though. That it was very perverted and very intentionally made with a lot of sexual innuendos.
Ah.
A lot of them.
I mean, a lot, dude. I was, like, shocked. I'm surprised that this was even on TV.
The things that happened on Wookiee.
You know.
And if you don't know about it, hunt the film down, you know, what's called the Star Wars special, 2 hour special. It's 2 hours, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we were there 2 hours watching the show. I don't know what we thought was gonna happen. Nothing happened.
Well, now wait a minute. We learned about Life Day.
We learned about Life Day, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
How the Wookiees ascend into the ball of light, yes.
And for whatever reason, they had to put robes on.
Yeah, Wookiees with robes.
Let's see. See, this is what happens when I...
Okay. We found out who were the ticklish ones were last night.
Yeah.
See, this is what happens when you let other people on your radio show.
Sorry, Doc.
Will you guys be back on Monday? You guys going to be on Monday?
Yeah.
I may just
you're
have to come
too,
and
right?
mess with you. Yeah, I may have to just call in and mess with you.
Yeah, watch a bad movie and talk about it.
It'd be great if you'd call in.
Yeah, two crows. Well, he'll just stay serious. He'll just be dead serious the whole time. You know? He won't play with two crows.
Probably,
won't play with.
You'll just probably silent.
Yeah.
You sit there and go, "What the heck am I got myself into?"
I would once I'm back. I'm gonna be here up until just before New Year's. I'll be here at my folks, but. After that, if you guys don't mind, I kind of like to come and show with you sometimes.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because I really enjoy that energy of sitting in with you guys. I mean, it's one thing to call in, but it's another thing to actually be sitting there.
Mhm.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
What was that?
I said that would be awesome.
Well, we'll have to make up. If you gotta come, you're coming up to New Year's Eve too, right, Adriana?
Oh yeah.
You're gonna be with us, so you'll have to come visit the radio table or however it is we manage to do it.
Oh yes, I'll be there.
Okay, we're about to get our 90-second warning here. So anything you'd like to close with on our on the Mud Toe Christmas special?
I want to thank you for having us on. I appreciate it.
Oh, okay, well, I want to thank you for coming on. What about you, pretty lady?
Well, I would like to wish everyone a happy holiday, whatever you're celebrating, and happy life day.
Happy life day. Yeah. Okay. So that's our show, for better or for worse. Thank you, Adriana Arts. Thank you, Chief Iggy Hoop Watcher Garcia. And
all right.
Hope everybody listening to the show when it actually goes on the air. Actually, it is on the air right now, but I'm gonna put it on again. But anyway, everybody listen on Monday, and then on next Friday night for the New Year's Eve show.
All right.
Thank you once again, and have a pleasant good evening. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mato. Bye.
Bye-bye.